This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, programming note, the Talk Radio Town Hall Weekly with Senator Kevin Cramer is in this hour, not next hour. So if you would like to speak with Senator Kevin Cramer about the very slow, kind of just sleepy things that are going on in Washington, D.C., hardly anything going on, you can still call 800-228-0550, 701-228-0550. Todd is off today. Todd, the radio god, has a little vacay. So if you have a question or comment by text, that would go to me. It's 701-367-2054. The impeachment inquiry hearings, whatever they call them, are underway right now. The star witness for the Democrats today is a woman by the name of Ambassador Yovanovitch, who has served a number of presidents as an ambassador, and she was told she could no longer be in that position by the president, and now she's getting her chance to whine about it. That's all you really need to know about today's events, because she didn't know anything else about anything else, just how people in the State Department wanted her to stay, and she didn't get to stay, and they just told her she was doing a good job, but they don't tell you that she was doing some insubordinate things. Like criticizing the president, you can't do that. And also was someone known and well-liked by the previous president of the Ukraine, who was defeated by a huge margin. And so there's a problem there. But anyway, that's the hearing today. I don't know how much time we'll spend on that, but you get to decide that on the program today at 800-228-0550. Without any further ado, here he is, Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, sir. Kevin, are you there? If Kevin is there, Daniel, I'm not hearing him. So anyway, a little connection problem there, or what's the deal? But Oh, there he is. Okay, now I hear you. Okay, good. I don't know if the audience was hearing you, but I wasn't. So anyway, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome back to your home, North Dakota.
Yeah, it's really good to be here. The air is very fresh this morning. Although I have to say, it's sort of fun to be in Washington this last week when pretty much every morning it was at least 2, 3, 4 degrees warmer in Bismarck than it was in Washington. And it was sort of fun to be able to walk around without my coat on and watching all the people bundled up like Eskimos, thinking they were freezing.
Yeah, we were down in Linton, and I heard Fox News or one of the national news organizations say 70% of the country will be below zero today. Can you believe that? And we were not below zero, so that was fun. We were warm.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool. But it's been kind of a crazy fall, to say the least.
So I have to tell you this quickly before we get rolling with the Talk Radio Town Hall here today. Your friend and mine, Mike Lindell, calls me yesterday literally 1 minute before the show. And he says, you know, he's always got a special, a deal. He's just so fired up about it. You know him well enough to know.
I do.
Every day. So yesterday's big thing was, how about this? We're going to do 2-for-1 on the Giza Dream Sheets today and no shipping. We never do that. But I only want to do it with your show. We did it yesterday with Mike Gallagher, nationally syndicated radio talk show host on like 350 stations, right? And I want to see what you can do today. Thanks a lot. Here we go. But guess what? We beat Mike Gallagher, and we also did some good for the United Patriotic Bodies, who do such a good job. I've just been thinking a lot about that national cemetery we have now out by Harwood that you were there for the dedication for and worked so hard to get. And you know, Jason Hicks from the United Patriotic Bodies told me there were 10 military funerals in one day there, right around Veterans Day. And you think of all the guys that go there, and ladies, playing the bugle, taps, 21-gun salute, handing the family the flag-draped coffin. I just said, you know what? Even if it's for gas money, these people, they get no pay, and they do this. It's incredible. So I said, I'll give $10 for every order. And so I'm writing a big check to United Patriotic Bodies later today, and I'm going to do it with a smile. Because it was so fun. So I wanted to tell everybody about that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all those orders yesterday and doing
wow.
that. So kind of fun.
They are
I got mine.
Sheets, by the way. I have mine as well. They're great sheets.
I ordered the sage because that's what the missus wanted.
Is that right?
Yeah. The sage.
Yeah. Always let the missus pick up the color.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So anyway, we'll get cranking with the town hall today here, and anything you want to talk about, obviously, is welcome. We do, I do want to tell you that Greg Jarrett is on next hour, and he's written the book called Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. He also wrote The Russian Hoax, of course, about the whole Mueller thing, so we can talk lots of impeachment next hour. We have, audio available to us, and it's rolling of the event right now, so we'll certainly take any highlights. I don't know if you saw the beginning, Kevin, but it didn't start well. Where a number of people were attempting a point of order with the chairman, and he just rolled right over them, including Jim Jordan.
Yeah, well, he's a very heavy-handed guy, obviously, which is, by the way, why Nancy Pelosi moved impeachment to the Intel Committee instead of where it belongs in the Judiciary Committee, because she knew that Adam Schiff would be very dictatorial and use a heavy hand. I'd watched probably 30 to 45 minutes on the first day, and that's really all I've seen. I did not see 1 second of yesterday's, assuming they had a hearing yesterday, but
yeah, they did.
The first day, I had a little time, so I sat and watched. And interestingly, Scott, what I watched was the Democratic attorney direct examine the star witnesses. And after that, I thought, well, I'm not even really sure that the Republican side needs to ask any questions, because they so poorly answered the questions that were designed to get Trump in trouble that it almost seemed like unnecessary to go on. And that's how bad it was. And all the hearsay, that's what I can't get over. You know, I feel like the president might have believed at such and such a time, or better yet, that the leading of the witnesses, where the Democratic attorney would say, it was your clear understanding, was it not, dot, dot, dot. And then he'd ask the question that he's already answered on behalf of the witness. And the witnesses themselves, for the most part, testified, really in terms of, in favor of one side or the other, was really beneficial to the president's case. And that is that interestingly, they had to admit publicly they don't even know the president. They've never even met him. And yet they have intimate knowledge of what his intention was when he called, the Ukrainian president, of which a call which we have the transcript for. I mean, you can hardly make it up. But here's what got me. And I blistered about 20 reporters yesterday in the Capitol on this. The big shocker of the day was that a staff member of the ambassador now seems to recollect that he heard one side of a conversation, overheard one side of a conversation on the phone with the president. And by the way, the side he heard was not the president. in a restaurant. And that he concluded from that there must have been a quid pro quo. And it just doesn't get sillier than that.
Do you think, and we should, I'm curious because I know that, the president trusts you, and is he asking for your counsel in any of this? Is he wanting more fight from Republican senators? Tell me what the president is thinking right now.
Well, I don't want to. I don't know what he's thinking any more than these people that think they know what he's thinking. No, although I shouldn't say that. I do at least talk to one firsthand. I do know him. It's not just hearsay. I had a good visit with him yesterday, as I think has been widely reported. I had lunch at the White House yesterday in the cabinet room with I think nine of my colleagues and the president, and then went into the Oval Office with him privately after that, actually. And I don't know if he's seeking counsel, but he is deferring in many respects to the Senate, now being quite focused on the House, obviously, and their procedure and their proceedings. I think the president, and again, this is my characterization of what I sense from him, is I think he'd like it to go away fast, because this is not good for the country. Clearly, it's not a pleasant experience for him. It's a much less pleasant experience for Melania and Barron and the rest of his family, who are working so hard on behalf of the people of this country, and by the way, very successfully. So clearly, he'd rather not be going on. On the other hand, my big question is, in the Senate, Do we dismiss it on the first day for lack of any evidence whatsoever, or do we use the Senate, which is clearly becoming what the House is supposed to be, and that would be, you know, to have a full blown hearing and calling of witnesses. The House is supposed to do all that and present the articles, but they're only hearing from witnesses that Adam Schiff wants, and then he manipulates them after they get there. But because that might be the only form that the president's side of the story gets completely told in the view of all Americans. And, I'm sort of that opinion. Scott, I don't want to have a 10-week, trial, but we might need a 10-day trial or a 5-day trial at least so that all of the evidence can be presented and so that the president's lawyers, who so far have not been allowed to cross-examine any witnesses, that is a brand new policy of the current House of Representatives. That was not the policy of the Republican-led House in the Clinton impeachment. It was not the policy of the Democrat-led House during the Nixon impeachment, but Nancy Pelosi position.
We have a opportunity for you to, give your thoughts to Senator Kevin Cramer on that question. I go back and forth. Part of me wants it to last well into the presidential campaign because the Democrats would be stuck in Washington. But part of me wants the truth out, too. So we'll talk more about that with Senator Cramer after this.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls the closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
To a crawfish bowl, don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid, you accidentally bring it to the wedding.
Our friends at Oasis Petroleum are on the lookout for North Dakotans with that Be the Buffalo spirit. And, I think that's probably pretty much 90% of North Dakotans. I don't know the number, but it's pretty incredible. And it is so fun to hear people recognize it. We had Steve Bannon on the program yesterday. And he's talking about impeachment and this war room project they're doing and everything else. And he says, you know, the kind of people in North Dakota are the reason that, you know, an ambassador, former ambassador to Ukraine, is getting called on the carpet and ultimately, you know, taken out. And this whole impeachment thing is because the people like you have forgotten, are not going to take this, you know. You've forgotten right. more than they'll ever know in Washington, D.C. So anyway, right. that's, whether it's that or whether it's getting through a very difficult farm disaster season, whatever it is, that Be the Buffalo Spirit is everywhere. Please celebrate it. When you see somebody say something, all you need to do is call our hotline, 855-200-1776. Questions for Senator Kevin Cramer, welcome by phone today, 258-0550. By text, Chris Larson, our ace producer, is standing by. I'd text him if I were you because it'll get on the air quicker. 701-404-7640. 701-404-7640. Text Chris. Todd's off today, so we're not giving his number. Last question on impeachment that I have. Is this whole whatever it is just making it more likely Donald Trump is elected for a second
it
term?
Is. It is. And this is the thing. And by the way, Scott, just so you know, and I could we could spend the next hour. I could just tell you all my stories of the last 2 days, probably. But while the media in Washington and New York is still obsessed with trying to create a anti-Trump narrative, and Democrats are doing their best to put a good face on it, privately, many Democrats are telling me we are messing up badly, and we wish we could turn this ship around. And here's my sense. There are more people today predicting that they're not actually not going to get to impeachment in the House. And the reason they're predicting that is because they're looking at poll numbers. First of all, they are seeing the most unified Republican Party in history. Ronald Reagan had 86% favorable rating among Republicans. Donald Trump has a 95% favorable rating. So this has unified the base in a way unlike any other time. And there's nothing like a common adversary, you know, to bring a base together. But beyond that, the American people have checked out of this whole impeachment nonsense. And frankly, I think they checked out a long time ago. I just wanted to talk about the media for a minute because they're more committed to this than some Democrats in the House of Representatives are. And you might have heard that yesterday there was a little bit of a protest push among moderate Democrats to move on to USMCA. Nancy Pelosi had a news conference where she said the passage of USMCA is now imminent in the House. So they're feeling the wrath of these common sense people out there who say, nonsense, we have an election less than a year from now, all you have is hearsay, it's obvious to, you know, and just anybody paying attention. Let's do good things for America and get back to your job. And Democrats are feeling that heat. So I want to get back to this because I am interested in what you just said a little bit ago or before the break. I want to know what other people think about what the Senate ought to do. And I can give you my opinions, but I can tell you I'm like you, Scott. I've kind of gone back and forth. I do think we need at least a short trial that allows the president's attorneys to present why Donald Trump's done nothing wrong. Remembering, by the way, it's not Donald Trump's job to prove his innocence here. It's somebody else's job to prove his guilt, and so far they've failed miserably. But Donald Trump's done nothing wrong, people. Nothing wrong. That at least nothing that they've been able to present. So, you know, I do think that they're reassuring the president's reelection. At least they're certainly enhancing the likelihood. And right now, his poll numbers are better than they've ever been. So, I think they're serving a purpose. It's just that it's not right for the country. It's unfair to the presidency. And by the way, you'd asked me earlier what the president's thinking. One thing I can tell you that he's thinking, because he says it a lot and he was emphatic about it yesterday when I was with him, and that is what this has done to the presidency itself. Lowering the bar of impeachment till we don't like the person, so we're going to start on Inauguration Day. Forcing him to release transcripts of phone calls with foreign leaders, which greatly diminishes the trust between foreign leaders. And I don't care if that foreign leader is an adversary or an ally. When they know they're talking to an American president with four people transcribing it and, you know, somebody recording it and 25, you know, bureaucrats listening in on it all with an opinion that may be different than the president's, that one day the transcript's going to have to be released to the public. That greatly diminishes our president's leverage with foreign leaders and his relationship. And that's what if I was to say one thing that he seems to sort of grieve most in all of this is that one fact, that these foreign leaders will never be able to talk to a U.S. president again without having to worry about whether or not the entire world's going to read the transcript.
And that is dangerous because those conversations need to happen. That's how you keep that's how you keep crazies from taking over the world. So there's
right.
Here, let's go to Kristen Dickinson next on What's on Your Mind for the Talk Radio Town Hall and Congressman. Wow, Senator Kevin Cramer, go ahead, Craig.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Senator Cramer. Just a question. Yesterday, I heard on the news that the White House spokesperson, can't remember her name, actually came out and admitted that there actually has not been any new sections of wall built where there hasn't already been an existing barrier previously. I was wondering, A, what your thoughts are on that, and B, if you've had a chance to talk to the president with that since he's discovered this and what his thoughts are.
Well, a couple of things. I didn't hear that specifically, but I've been, we've kind of felt that for quite a while. I have talked to the president a little bit about that, not in the last few days, but first of all, wherever there was a 3-foot car barrier and has been replaced with an 18 or a 30-foot wall, I do think that's new infrastructure. That's a new wall. That has significant value beyond the car barriers, which really don't stop anything other than vehicles, but it allows people to walk across. So I don't necessarily want to dismiss that as irrelevant. The grand total of miles that are built, I think it's now they're claiming is 81 feet as of yesterday, or 81 miles, I'm sorry. That is very unimpressive to me. And I know the president has been very bullish on that and says we're on pace to do 450 and others, say the same thing. It's hard for me to see how they're going to get to that. And people should know, and I think we've talked about it in the past, Scott, but I have been on a document seeking journey for the last couple of months and with the Corps of Engineers, asking for proposals, asking for the bids, asking for the final awards, asking for the comparisons between people who got bids and, jobs and didn't get jobs and the construction of the wall. And it's been a painstaking process, made painstaking largely by the Corps of Engineers' lack of willingness to just give these things to me. And so they stall, they stammer, they stumble, they delay, they go through lawyer after lawyer after lawyer, and then they send lawyers with the documents when they meet with me. They don't let my staff see the documents, only I can see them. It's so outrageous and so violates common sense that it's frustrating me. But from what I've seen, I can see why it takes so long. I mean, the process is unbelievable.
It's broken, isn't it? It's broken. There is no process.
Yeah. It's, here's what I call it. I call it codified corruption. They created a set of rules and regulations that allow them to do what they want to do no matter what, except build wall. And it's very, very frustrating. And when we come back, Scott, we'll talk about it. I just sent a letter to the OMB director and...
All right, more of that when we come back. Chris, hang tight. You can hear the rest of the answer after this.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Concrete. We drive on it, walk on it, and depend on it for foundation, where we live and work. Yet, we take concrete for granted. If you thought concrete was maintenance-free, think again. In our northern climate, with freezing, thawing, cooling water, de-icing chemicals, and salt, our concrete takes a beating. You've seen what that can do to your investment over time. But a few easy steps can make your concrete last. Check it out at ndconcrete.com. That's ndconcrete.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness
Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says,
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make five arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. Four suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A fifth person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Republican questions, as you've done in closed hearings, and as you did this week when you interrupted our questions.
Not a proper point of order. The gentleman will suspend.
Mr. Speaker, I do.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman is not recognized.
I have a point of order, though.
The gentleman is not recognized. I do want to respond. I allowed the ranking member to.
I have a point of order.
The gentleman is not recognized.
To which Jim Jordan respond, holy cow.
Scott is not recognized.
Point of order have to be recognized. I mean, it's how you maintain, you know, appropriate decorum and prevent a dictatorship. But I guess if preventing a dictatorship isn't important to you, then you just don't recognize people with a point of order question. I noticed that, you know, in that hearing. I saw some clips later in that very first hearing, and again, having watched the direct examination by the Democrat attorney, I was thinking he's leading witnesses and he's allowing facts that aren't in the record to be used in the record. Which, of course, I guess, and when you control the House, you can do anything you want. It's not a court of law, but it's very irregular. But then when one of the House members asked a question, you know, based on an assumption that wasn't evidently proven in the record or something, then the chairman cautioned the witness and informed him he didn't have to answer the questions like that. It's like, well, that would have been good to know 45 minutes earlier. You know, that's why people don't trust the process, and they shouldn't. It's not a trustworthy process.
You wanted to finish some of the work you were doing related to the Owen questions.
Just sent a letter I led the letter, actually. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana and Joni Ernst from Iowa joined me on it. That went to the Office of Management and Budget Director, which is Mick Mulvaney, of course, and who's also the acting chief of staff in the White House. And then the OMB Federal Procurement Policy Administrator, everybody needs a long title, Michael Wooten, requesting information about the status of the efforts to build the wall, the physical barriers. And I asked three questions in the letter, we did. One is, what is the current acquisition and construction status of efforts to build new barriers? And I stress new barriers along the southern border, you know, because I want to know. Two, what's the current mile per day rate of construction? Because, again, getting back to that, how do you get to 450 miles by, you know, 2020 at the current rate? So, you know, I want to know what's the mile per day rate, and then what change changes as the Office of Federal Procurement Policy made to ensure that the Army Corps' procurement process gets the taxpayer best possible product. And let me just tell you, that was one that I can't wait to hear the answer to, because before I can voted for confirmation for Director or Administrator Wooten, I had him send me in writing, and he did, a pledge to streamline the procurement process at the Corps of Engineers and to improve it so that it was more fair and that it considered things like the cost to taxpayers and, you know, that they could actually do the job and whatnot. And I haven't heard from him, so this is why I was sending the letter, say, hey, you know, I haven't heard from you, but here's some new questions. Please answer them for me. And, as I said, I've been looking at the Corps procurement process and trying to make sure taxpayers get the best product at the lowest possible price. But just a few weeks ago, people may not know this, but for the second time, companies that I know of, companies filed a grievance, an appeal on the particular RFP process for a number of several hundred miles of border wall. Six companies that were not chosen to be in the process filed complaints. I guess four of them filed complaints, and as a result of the four different complaints against the Corps of Engineers through the Government Accountability Office, the Government Accountability Office ruled in favor of those companies, and the Corps of Engineers had to stop their process again and then correct the,
okay,
the errors.
Can I stop you? Because I'm getting a headache. Yeah. And I don't know how you run a government when it operates like that. You couldn't run a popcorn stand like you just described. How in the world do you run an entire United States government? And I'm looking at a woman on the television set who's whining before Congress over impeachment hearings because she lost her job. Guess what? If you can't fire somebody, you don't have government either. I mean,
Yeah, to your point, this woman, just so people understand, this woman that you're referring to, and I'm not looking at it on my TV screen, but I know who's supposedly on the stand. The reason she was fired, because as an ambassador in the Trump administration, she was in the country that she was the ambassador to, criticizing our president's foreign policy. Well, the role of the ambassador is to carry out our president's foreign policy. That's his constitutional responsibility. And,
he can't fire her without an impeachment hearing?
Well, not in the new impeachment standard.
Well, then we're done. The Republic will not exist if what you described with OMB and the wall and what we're talking about with an insubordinate State Department employee, you won't have a government. You won't have what our founding fathers designed. Will you?
That's exactly right, Scott. I mean, here's my question, and here's another question I have for your listeners. When someday a Democratic president gets elected, and someday it will happen again, and Republicans control either the House of Representatives or the Senate, let's just say the House of Representatives, do we start impeachment proceedings on Inauguration Day because we don't like the outcome of the election? Because that's the new standard, Scott. That Democrats are setting, or do we be the adults in the room once again and try to restore the Republic? And I get the sense some people want to fight. Other people maybe would like to see us restore the institutions.
Wow. I mean, this is the battle you're fighting. This is the battle you're fighting every day. And North Dakotans need to know that's happening. I don't want to let today go without getting to a very important topic of the farm disaster situation. You were here Monday, which feels like a year and a half ago, to sit down with some farmers. Was that Monday or was that last Monday? I can't even remember anymore.
I don't remember.
Or was it Friday? But anyway, Argusville, in the last number of days here, round table with farmers. I have a letter here that I thought deserved some attention, and I want to spend just a moment on the letter and the concern, and then one thing that obviously would make things better in farm country, farm and ranch country, is more trade deals, and of course one's held up in the House, and others are in the middle of this back and forth with China. Also asked Daryl Leese from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl's the president of North Dakota Farm Bureau, and one of our go-to sources on ag issues, to join you and I here to talk a little bit about the trade side of this as well. But first the note here, and I'm not going to read all of this, but talking about the fact that this South Dakota farm family, has been in the news that, a wife and children lost a husband and a father to the financial stress of not being able to get a crop planted. You know, this email came to us early in the morning and said, I'm awake writing this because I witnessed a man struggling with depression today, being hauled into court for not being able to pay child support. And I couldn't help but think about farmers who will be in the same situation soon. North Dakota and the Valley counts its ag industry as an economic strength and a blessing, so now is the time the entire Valley shows how much we value our farmers and offer them understanding and assistance. When the aftermath of the Carter years saw a steady stream of family farmers who borrowed at high interest rates in the 70s continue to fail well into the Clinton era after years of struggle, one of the economists I watched used to convince the government farm bailouts were worth the effort was that every dollar of the revenue a farmer earned was spent seven times over in the community through crop inputs, interest paid to the bank, taxes, his employees' wages, and the wages of employees of everyone from whom he or she purchases crop inputs, machinery, repairs, retail, wholesale of every kind, and the services a farmer buys, which we do forget sometimes, right? The seven times over figure, you know, for beets, for instance, would be $500 million or more, whatever. The point of this article, I'm not going to read any more, but we actually did on our morning show this morning, but is can we do something? Can we do something? And I've heard that over and over and over again, and it relates to the stress. So certainly from the mental health side, wanting to have something. And also, I guess that they feel as though, even though I believe MFP payments, you know, designed to take the edge off the trade issue, you've got, you know, crop insurance, obviously, to help there. Now the crop insurance plus or this WIP plus, you know, sort of like disaster added onto the crop insurance to make that a little better. I've heard you all say that there's a lot out there, but I still hear people saying we're not doing enough. What do you say to that?
Well, if I understand first of all, your question to me is what is a federal government? I presume you're saying what more can the federal government do? I think so. I've read some articles, and I'm familiar with the South Dakota case. I think a lot of people are, and South Dakotans ought to know that your Senator John Thune shared the entire story with the caucus on Wednesday morning or Wednesday noon at lunch, and it was very impactful. And so what more can be done? I think if I hear the cry of the article clearly, it's really a call out to everybody. It's a level of, you know, community appreciation and what can communities do. And one of the things we are seeing, and this, there was a story that came up, Scotty, at the roundtable that you referenced earlier this week. And that was, you know, the way our communities do come together to assist in a farmer, particularly in the recent, you know, weeks when getting the crop off was nearly impossible as a result of course, our weird weather this fall, the snow and the rain and the combination thereof. And that's all richly rewarding, and we probably need to see even more of that. But at the end of the day, can you make every farmer whole? I think the answer is no. You can't make every farmer whole. Can we do enough that gets every farmer to spring and another round of planting? Hopefully, we can do that. But at the very least, we should do all we can do. There are good programs, but there's not a lot you can do about the weather. And farmers can't control very much, quite honestly. And that needs to be acknowledged. It's acknowledged in federal policy. It needs to be acknowledged, you know, at the local level as well. And I think North Dakotans do have a clear understanding of it, but it's important every now and then to remind all of us that we have a community responsibility to this. The other issue, though, Scott, that I think is worthy of a longer conversation someday, and that is the mental stress of it all, because the case that you're making for farmers and the agriculture industry and people that are stressed out as a result of their financial problems that are leading to, you know, mental health struggles and even suicide, that's going on in a lot of places. I mean, we have many families throughout our country and throughout the Red River Valley in North Dakota and the Midwest at large that are struggling because they can't afford to pay for insulin anymore because we've seen this spike in insulin prices. They can't pay for health insurance because we've seen this out of control, price of premiums and things as a result of Obamacare. So we have a lot of things that we're trying to deal with that while we have this booming, growing economy nationwide, and a lot of it we're enjoying right here in North Dakota, this is a good time to take care of some of the other things that are more specific to families and industries.
Let's hold it there. We're going to come back. Daryl, we'll get to you next with Kevin as well and talk about some good news in the ag world. That's the China's starting to deal. Saw a story this week that U.S. chickens were headed to China after Beijing lifted a five-year ban. You know, I mean, I'm not a big chicken guy, but you know I'm saying things are happening and moving and shaking, which is good. Brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City, North Dakota, a great place to live.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool. In my
all right, final segment of What's On Your Mind. I'm going to bring in Darrell Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau in our chat with Senator Kevin Cramer here and talk a little bit about I want to talk about what's ahead. Everybody knows there's tough times. Everybody knows bad things will happen when tough times come. And we got to get through those times. But what's on the other side? What's on the edge of that cloud, right? And so we'll talk about that. We have Ryan that wants to talk impeachment, Myron in Washburn that wants to talk about something as well that we got to get in. You're next to go here, and what else? I know there's something else. Senator Kevin Cramer, can you in 20 seconds or less, tell me about your first bill passed yesterday in the United States Senate.
Yeah, so I introduced a bill to change the name of Sully's Hill Game Preserve, which is on the Spirit Lake Reservation, Spirit Lake Nation up at near Devil's Lake, to its original Dakota name, White Horse Hill. Sully, of course, was Alfred Sully, a famous general who became famous killing Indians and massacring entire teepee villages. In one case, in 1863, took off 500 teepees in a village, killing hundreds of American Indians, many of whom are the ancestors of the tribal members up at Spirit Lake. And they'd asked if I would, you know, change that name or introduce legislation to change that name. I did introduce it in the Senate. Senator Hovind co-sponsored the bill. We passed it unanimously in the committee. It happens to go through the EPW committee that I sit on, Environment and Public Works. And yesterday we passed it on the Senate floor, and we're sending it over to the House.
And some people might think, what the heck, that isn't that important. It's pretty darn important to the people of Spirit Lake, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, yeah. And it's been over 100 years. It happened in 1904, and I wish we would have corrected it a long time ago, but it came to my attention earlier this year, and so we promptly dropped a bill and passed it.
We're brought to you today in part by our friends, by the way, Schweitzer's and Deer Hunters. Listen up. If you bring in your deboned deer to Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats at their Moffitt plant, you're guaranteed to get your own deer back. No, guaranteed, you will. Call them, 701-751-0319. Remember, sticks, jerky, summer sausage, deer bacon, if you're mouth-watering yet, the best country-style sausage in the area. Tell them you heard about it right here, and you get a discount at Schweitzer's, 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck, and their Moffitt plant, too. Daryl Lease, North Dakota Farm Bureau President, thank you for taking a couple of minutes with Kevin and I here today to talk about this situation. Talk about the role that some of these trade deals that are right there on the edge, one of them waiting for votes, another one being negotiated, can make to improve a situation, controlling our own destiny on the ag side for a sec, would you?
Well, it's obvious. The work that was done, you know, the last couple of years on trade has brought deals to the table, waiting to be signed, waiting to be passed. You know, the very same people that are telling us, oh, Trump's policies are, you know, they're hurting you farmers, they're putting you out of business, they're the same people that are holding up the deals once they're agreed to in part. And so to think that someone can talk out of both sides of their mouth is amazing, but that seems to be the Washington way from that side of the aisle out there. You know, the USMCA dealing with our two biggest trading partners, our northern partners in Canada and our southern in Mexico, it's not a small deal. It's a big deal. Is it perfect? No. Nothing is perfect when it comes to trade deals, but it makes improvements that were sought by many folks in the ag industry, many folks in the technology industries, and just manufacturing and jobs in general. Then you have the China thing that I think, you know, I said about a year ago, China will be the first one to blink. Took a little longer than what I thought it would, but they just lifted a 5-year ban, as you said before the break, to take in poultry. That is big because they're talking about $1 billion a year, and the last year that we sent poultry to China was 2013, was only $500 million.
And
think about that.
And Senator Cramer, you were at the White House yesterday. What are you hearing on the progress of the Chinese trade deal?
Well, so the president was quite bullish in his point, and Daryl makes an important point about who's going to blink first. He really feels confident that China needs this a lot worse than we do, and she is almost desperate to get it done, which is why the president, frankly, he's using every ounce of leverage he has to get the absolute best deal. When you think about him agreeing to $50 billion in egg imports from the United States, I mean, I think the biggest year we've ever had, the president says it was $16 billion. It might have been as high as $24 billion in total exports to China. They've committed to $50 billion in egg country alone, and I'm not sure we can produce it for $50 billion for them, but we need to get that phase one thing done and signed here fairly soon. But, it's looking pretty good.
Keep battling, Daryl. I know that the North Dakota Farm Bureau does a lot of very good work on so many fronts for your members and for really the state of North Dakota. So appreciate the update and keep fighting on trade. I think that's the rainbow. That's the pot we're waiting for to improve the situation. I got to get Ryan on the road in here, and we're really short on time, Ryan. So give me your impeachment question quickly, please. Ryan, are you there? Okay. I don't hear him, so I'm going to put him on hold and go to Myron in Washburn if I have time. This question will have to be even shorter. Myron, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. But anyway, I had diabetes for 65 years. I want to give you an idea of what's happened to the price of that insulin. If you buy it out of your pocket, what I used to do for years, I paid 99 cents for the same size bottle. But now I got to use the pen syringe because I went blind because of my diabetes. But they call it a pen syringe, which is equal to one bottle of insulin.
Say, Myron? Myron, do me a favor. Myron, can you hear me? Just do me one favor. Hang on one second here. We'll let you talk to Senator Kramer off the air, but we're running out of time so that we're going to get cut off. But just stay right there. We'll be right back with you in just a moment here.
What do you pay?
What do you pay now, Myron, for your insulin? Wow. Hold tight. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, Hour 2. Greg Jarrell
is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.